I used to work for Dr. Theodore, his daddy, for years, and I worked for him when he'd been at two or three places here in town on this same street we went to. You lawnmower, worked in his yard, so. Cause it's right funny. I was there one day and his two daughters had, neither one of them hadn't married, and they, I'd sitting there to come elective storm. And they told me to come on up in the room. I told them I couldn't stay out there in under shelter or shade under that. And they brought the electric fan, had me come in the kitchen, you know, where it was moving to and fro. And doctor's a big cook, doctor, you know. And I kept staying. It kept thunder and lightning so heavy. You know how it do sometime after quit rain. I mean, it'd be raining, but not real hard. Well, I hadn't come out of there because the flashes of lightning was flashing, so he just, it was his time to go to fixing his supper. He just come walking in there, Bobby. I told wife, and I know what that meant then. I just got a That didn't say a word now.
He's still cooking supper.
Yeah, he cooked with his wife, for his wife a long time.
I'm killing barbecue.
Yeah, and that's what I guess he has done, barbecued and done some. Come walking in there, getting ready for supper, and I didn't want to come out, because that lightning was flashing, but the rain was nearly over. They never said a word, just come on in there. I mean, just come on and got ready, getting ready to go to fixing up.
His mother said, he's that way, but every time two child sitting there, he'd be playing with the children. He wouldn't talk to him. Now, you want him to talk when he's gone business, he's right there every week. But now, just ordinary playing, wrong with your mother, children, he just sitting there reading or shaking his foot and doing something.
If you go to him, anything, where it is now. If you want to see him, he'll talk with you. But you need to go to ask him what's the trouble, what's my cause with this.
I see. You won't volunteer, huh?
He ain't gonna.
Now, he's been treating my leg for the very small. It's still, I'm taking tablets too, it no better. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm going back again alone.
Doctor enough for years. He took a tumor out of her and another little doctor used to live here. They was the favorite of me, Doctor. Lived right upon this street where we go out.
He'll pay for our house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when you were telling me about your foot, you mentioned that's not the bed that you used then.
No.
The bed is out in the storage room.
That was an iron bed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In them times.
That reminded me, I wanted to ask you.
That was here, but we had it.
What
time
was it?
Well, the one I was sitting there in.
What I was interested in is what you used to call the storage room.
You know what, stored away things, you know.
Yes, what, did you have a name for it? Did you ever hear it called a plunder?
Storage room. That's way now.
Plunder
room used to be here.
I see.
I just built it up. Man that runs the old town, give me the lumber. He had it in the store and he quit operating the store, quit out of the business. He lived right up on the street too. He give me the lumber and then had my teams in them times and I hauled it. And he had it hauled all out there to his basement. And he gave it to me, 12-inch planks, you know, new. And 6-inch, did I use that 6-inch from there, or did I just use 12? I know I used all I built it out of there, 12-inch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether that was another place somebody give me those planks, it seemed to me like maybe it too, And I just built it like you told me. I'm back on the side here.
Okay.
Well, I want to go far as a store with you out for up yonder.
All right.
We got stuff, but we don't use them. I said, oh, to you, that Pam said, we got some other problems up with them.
Oh, is that right?
That little girl.
Well, I tell you, the new car is for this one.